President-elect Donald Trump announced his selections for three major posts in his administration today. He's offered the position of National Security Advisor to retired three-star general Michael Flynn, a dogged advocate and campaign advisor for Trump. Trump will also nominate Kansas Congressman Mike Pompeo as director of the Central Intelligence Agency and Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions as attorney general. Those two will need Senate confirmation, but Michael Flynn will not. Joining us now with more is NPR National Security Editor Phil Ewing. Hi there, Phil.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So first of all, remind us exactly what the position of National Security Advisor does, and given that, does the choice of Flynn come as a surprise?
Flynn is not as a surprise. He's been a Trump insider for a long time. He's been advising the campaign first informally as Trump began to reach out to people to ask for advice on national security and foreign policy, and then in a much more formal and structured way. And by the time of the Republican convention in Cleveland, Flynn was actually a speaker and went on to do campaign appearances with Trump or on behalf of Trump as his official stand-in or surrogate. He appeared on NPR. He appears on TV. And does the gamut on behalf of the president. So he's been on the inside for a long time. He's a former three-star Army general whose last job inside the government was to run the Defense Intelligence Agency. That's the intelligence service inside the Defense Department that focuses on military intelligence overseas. So what new widget are the Russians fielding, and how might the United States counter it or find out more information about it, that sort of thing. National Security Advisor is a very important and powerful job in the White House. Sometimes a lot of it depends on the individual president. If Trump has an administration in which he outsources a lot of authority and decision-making to his top leaders, Flynn could be one of the most important figures in the White House because he'll work directly for the president. He won't have been confirmed by the Senate and subject to that process, as you mentioned, and could have a lot of power inside the family, working with the Defense Department, the intelligence agencies, to work whatever goals they've decided they want to try to achieve and implement the visions and policies of the new president. The big question will be how much of what they campaigned on and talked about in a political context will they then try to put into place as policy, as the official conduct of the U.S. government once Trump is president.
Okay, so tell me more about that, because he did say some controversial things while the campaign was going on. I mean, remind us of some of his rhetoric.
That's right. So Flynn's comments on Twitter and in public about the potential threat from Muslims around the world and Muslim countries, Islamic countries in the Middle East, have struck a lot of people as at best insensitive. He has said there's every reason to believe, or words to this effect, that Muslim Americans might be a potential terrorist threat. And specifically, he's called on the governments of nations such as Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Jordan, and other putative allies of the United States in the Middle East to speak up more vocally about the threat posed by extremist groups like the Islamic State. He wants to hear them say in the open and public, in his words, how dangerous extremism is, and to disclaim it, and they haven't done so. So depending on how much he brings into government, it could be a very rough ride in terms of those relationships, or because you never know how people are going to govern until they're actually in the job, he could try and moderate those comments and be a little bit more sedate, at least compared to a campaign context.
Now, Phil, you also mentioned that he had been director of the Defense Intelligence Agency. That was under President Obama because Flynn is a Democrat. But in 2014, he had to leave that job. What happened there?
That's right. And we should point out that Flynn is a Democrat technically, but he was a military officer at the time. So his party allegiance was less an issue given his role inside the Army and the Defense Department. But that's correct. He threw a lot of sharp elbows inside the intelligence world. He was critical in a report that he did for a think tank about how the intelligence community basically wasn't pulling its weight in the war in Afghanistan. It wasn't telling commanders and the president what they needed to know about the larger context of the fight, and instead was focused on kind of very nose-to-the-grindstone day-to-day operations against extremist groups, which clearly the U.S. had to pursue, but in his view, it was losing the larger picture. As head of DIA, he tried to send people overseas and restructure the way the agency worked, but also clashed with senior staffers there and was seen to be questioning of and skeptical of the official policy that was coming down from the White House. Mm-hmm. So between that and getting cross-threaded with his bosses at the Pentagon. He was released in 2014, as you said.
Right. So, Phil, just a couple seconds we have left here. I see that Flynn's also facing some criticism for business ties to Turkish or Russian governments. What do we know?
That's correct. And a lot of this comes from a report in Yahoo News yesterday by Michael Isikoff, the investigative correspondent, who says Flynn, as part of his campaign role, was getting intelligence briefings as part of the Trump transition, even as the firm he runs now as a civilian in private life had as one of its clients a Turkish businessman with ties, according to this report, to the leader of Turkey. Turkey has cracked down on internal dissidents there, but information security critics would argue that this opens him up to a lot of skepticism about where his ties are and what his conflicts might be as this transition goes on and he comes into the government officially.
NPR National Security Editor Phil Ewing bringing us up to speed on what we know about Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. Phil, thanks so much.
Thank you.